Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
President Biden was indisposed. He was getting his colonoscopy. We're told he was getting a colonoscopy. Not necessarily routine at that age. I mean, he's going to be 79, but we're told he got a colonoscopy. And so because he was under anesthesia, per the 25th Amendment, Vice President Kamala Harris becomes sitting president. So already she could add that to her resume that she has been the president of the United States, which technically means today we had the very first female president. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Kamala Harris, but for those of you doubters going, oh my God, if a woman runs this place, nothing happened, I don't think. I don't think anything happened. I mean, I'm going to look outside, make sure I don't see, any clouds or whatever of from any sort of military sort of, it's ridiculous when people think everything was fine, from what I understand. From what I understand, Biden's doing fine. He had his colonoscopy. We're told that he had a physical, apparently in 2000. When did he have his physical? Well, he had his physical before he took over as president. And they said, oh, yeah, he's great for a 77-year-old man. But he underwent this procedure at Walter Reed Medical Center. He's going to complete the remainder of his medical exam before going back to the White House Friday afternoon. Now this is odd because when you have a physical, they're not going to do a colonoscopy the same day. Because it's not like you go under, you wake up, okay, good, now let's do your EKG. So my guess is they're going to observe them after the colonoscopy. And after the colonoscopy, you wake up, they say, look, you're going to have to toot out all that air, go home, don't do it here. I mean, they want to make sure you can, your bowels are working after the colonoscopy. And then you go home, and then you're kind of bloated all day. And you just have to kind of toot out the air. Now, he might not want to do that in the White House, because he might not want people to see him fart. So, although there's already a lot of memes out there that he does often. And that's what people do. It's okay. When you're older, you do. They're harder to hold. So there's a chance that he got the colonoscopy, but they just kind of want to keep him. But he's not finishing his physical because we're not going to do anything to you post-op. You're waking up from the propofol but from what we understand, at 11:35 a.m., he did resume his duty. So President Biden is back to being president. This was not listed on his public schedule and was announced hours before he traveled to the hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. So as required by the 25th Amendment, Biden sent a letter to Senator Patrick Leahy, President pro tempore of the Senate, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, stating that he was unable to discharge his duties while under anesthesia, temporarily transferring power to Harris. I know some of you are thinking, can he please send that letter, like, every day? So, yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, so good. I'm glad he's fine. I want people to, you know, get through. So she was president for 90 minutes. Now, they say this happened with President George W. Bush. He had a colonoscopy in 2002 and 2007. So his vice president took over. Now, what happened to Donald Trump? Donald Trump had a colonoscopy. Yeah, we talk about a president's tushies. Donald Trump did not transfer power to Pence. Why? Because he didn't have anesthesia. He said he was awake through the colonoscopy. Now, that's painful. It is very difficult to do a colonoscopy without anesthesia because you have the smooth muscle contracting. Okay, if you thought spraining, you know, pulling your back muscle is bad, smooth muscle pain is miserable. And they need you to not move. They need you. I'm really kind of amazed that that actually happened. I don't know. I mean, I've done sigmoidoscopies, and you're not asleep. You're awake during a sigmoidoscopy, but you're only going to the left, up to the left part of the colon, going up the sigmoid. A colonoscopy goes up through the sigmoid, the descending, the transverse, to the proximal. You can't be awake during that, let alone you really can't be running a country. I mean, I'm sure you could say, okay, pull this out of my butt and let me, you know, talk to Putin. But former Trump press secretary Stephanie Grisham wrote in a book that he did not want to hand power to Vice President Pence. Now, former President Barack Obama was screened for colorectal cancer, but he did not undergo a colonoscopy as president. Since Biden became president, the White House has repeatedly said that Biden would receive a physical exam in 2021, and the results would be released to the public. I think we're all dying to see that, but I don't know if they're going to include a mini mental status exam. Now, I don't know if you guys realize, but President Biden had a brain aneurysm. I don't know if he had one or a couple. Back in 88, he had a brain aneurysm repair. So there were clips. There's clips in his brain. A lot of people have had brain aneurysm repairs. Look at him. He's going to be 79. He's a trooper. He's obviously had good health. But you wonder if he is undergoing any cognitive deficit, if those surgical clamps that are used, little staples or whatever they use there for those, if they do... Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So we are getting some breaking news. Apparently, the jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial have reached a verdict, and Kyle Rittenhouse has been found not guilty on all counts, on all charges. So breaking news, Kyle Rittenhouse has been found not guilty for all counts. Now, you know, this is, things are a little slow in terms of coming up. As we get more information on what happened, we will tell you. It just, you know, we get breaking news. And so it's a, There was 4 days of deliberation with this, and there was a lot of discussion that it was supposed to be a slam dunk. The prosecution had a weak case. One of their witnesses even said and admitted that, you know, he had incited and gone towards him and pointed his gun at him. And so we knew that the prosecution did not have the strongest case. But then why did the jurors take 4 days? So it could be that not everybody was in agreement. Right. It could also be that they were worried about what was going to happen. You know, people who were watching the court case were saying, look, slam dunk. OK, they should be done in 2 minutes. If the jury did that, you know how bad that would look. So there's a chance that they were like, look, OK, we'll be home by the weekend, but maybe let's look like we really put some thought into it. And then they actually asked to re-see some video footage. So before anybody could accuse them of being, you know, I don't know, politically charged or biased or whatever, they could at least say, look, we spent 4 days. We asked the court to let us review the drone footage and all that. So Rittenhouse, 18 years old, was charged with first-degree intentional homicide and other counts for killing Joseph Rosenbaum, Anthony Huber, and wounding Gage Grosskreutz on October 25th, 2020. Demonstrators are gathered right now outside of Kenosha Courthouse. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers had called 500 members of the Wisconsin National Guard to counter the expected protests. Many people are expecting there's going to be protests throughout the country, as this was a very controversial case. You know, even though, you know, it was all Caucasians that were involved in this, it had to do with the riot, that was surrounding the controversial subject of police brutality and what has happened with African Americans within custody. So because Kyle Rittenhouse was able to, you know, be there, cross state lines, defend businesses that he said he was doing, somebody dies in the process. People have looked at this, and they shouldn't have, but they've looked at this as if he is found innocent, it's anti-BLM, or it's and they're different things. If I get how people are connecting them, but when it comes to law, you aren't allowed to relate it to things as such. You know, okay, so let's say what's a good example? Okay, let's say I really love chocolate. I just love chocolate. I will eat a whole bunch of chocolate. And there is a store that has lost chocolate. And I was in that store. And somebody is accused of stealing the chocolate. And here I am standing in front of the chocolate aisle going, And I do that, really. I do the, You know, because I, okay, what kind of chocolate do I want to put in my mouth? Like, And I'm like all excited. And I'm standing there. Meanwhile, somebody is behind me stealing chocolate. Bringing up in court, Dahlia is very open about, you know, chocolate. She said on her show last week she loves chocolate. She's been worried about the chocolate shortage that was predicted for 2030. I mean, you got to go with the facts. Do you see her stealing chocolate, or do you see her going, getting the chocolate, buying it, and there's somebody else on tape? So, and I know that's probably not the best analogy, but if the reasoning behind Kyle Rittenhouse's charges was he was shooting unarmed people. He was in it to kill. And they just had to prove that no, he felt his life was in jeopardy. He was on the ground. He was in a position of inferiority. He was, you know, somebody was pointing a gun at him. Then the charges that the state brought up wouldn't hold. So, obviously, you know, very dramatic testimony. Apparently Rosenbaum was grabbing for his gun, he told the court, and he started sobbing during his testimony, Rittenhouse, and he said if he got it, he believed the older man would kill first and kill him with it, and then countless others. Or he didn't say kill first. I had said that. Kill first him. I'm reading this. Then, during the cross-examination, Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger quickly found himself the target, as apparently he questioned the fact that Rittenhouse hadn't told a story until now. He said that the 18-year-old tailored his account to fit the facts presented in court. But that's violating a constitutional right. So, you know, just because somebody doesn't right away go, and he did go to the police. I don't know. I haven't really followed that. Gun charge was dismissed, which was the charge that I thought he was going to get in trouble on. But, you know, the reason why I bring this up is this isn't about Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, there's a lot we could learn from this. We had a period in our time last year where the average American did not feel they could count on first responders, and they could not count on law enforcement. And in fact, we still have some areas where they feel that same. And there are some areas that have always felt that way for decades. And it, for those of us who have been a little bit more spoiled, it was scary. You know, we've always thought if there's a problem, you just call 911. And maybe it's because that's the mantra. That's what we've been brainwashed to believe. Where, look, don't take matters into your own hands. You call 911. And I remember as a kid going, wait a second. What if the cop, because 911 didn't exist until, gosh, I don't know when 911 existed, when I learned about it. But you call the police. What if the police take so long? What if I need to do something? And it's all, no, you don't do anything. You call 911. Well, the average adult is like, okay, I got to do something. So when these riots were happening and people were like, well, I don't want my business hurt. I don't want my... And what Kyle Rittenhouse and a bunch of other people, I guess, were talking to business owners. They were thanking them and showing them where the hoses were if there was a fire. So people took... They felt like they had to take matters into their own hands. That's not law enforcement's fault. That's the whole system's fault. And so this should have never happened. There should have been no need for anybody to go across state lines with a gun. There should have been no need for somebody to feel they had to protect a community. There had to be no need that there were rioters running around with guns. Offense, defense. That was a very ridiculous scene. And sadly, I mean, in my neck of the woods, we had an officer shot in the head during a protest. Protests are a fantastic way to practice our First Amendment rights and let people know we're unhappy. Let people know, let our voices be heard. And then it got hijacked with people, I don't know if it was Antifa, whoever, that took it over and turned it into a violent, chaotic free-for-all. And now people are all on edge that it's going to happen all over again. What Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial should teach us is, number one, don't go to a gunfight with a gun without expecting somebody to die. You holding a gun thinking that'll get everybody to keep walking, that doesn't happen when people aren't being logical and there's going to be chaos. You know, when I first learned as a kid about concealed carry and stuff, I'm like, don't you want everyone to see your gun so they leave you alone? That was my thinking, but that's not always the case. Somebody sees a gun, they'll take it from you. People think somebody, you know, I mean, so that's why we have concealed carry. So if I need to protect myself, I can protect myself if I have to. So go in there, go and look. I have an AR-15 style weapon. Keep walking. It might work for some. Doesn't work for a 17-year-old. It also doesn't work to not have appropriate support from National Guard, military, to support our law enforcement when there are riots and people are destroying property and killing each other. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time in 3 weeks, gas prices are below $3.40 a gallon. AAA showing the national average for regular is down a half cent, just under that $3.40 a gallon mark. This after President Biden announced on Tuesday that 50 million gallons of oil would be released from reserves, to which Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey tells Fox News,
"This isn't going to work. This the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he releases some oil from that. The swing producers in OPEC can decide to just scale back what they produce to make sure that the prices stay high."
Economic growth in the United States is seeing a slight bump. The Commerce Department saying the GDP grew by 2.1% between July and September. Officials also noted the continued impact of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Jury deliberations are in their second day in the Georgia trial of the three men charged with killing Ahmed Aubrey. Aubrey shot while running through a Brunswick neighborhood last year. The defendants in the case claim they thought he was a burglar and they were trying to carry out a citizen's arrest. They face life in prison if fully convicted. A federal court ruling is sending shockwaves through the pharmacy industry.
A federal jury in Ohio is finding Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Health responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has ravaged towns and cities all across the nation. The decision marks the first time that a jury has delivered a verdict in a case against the national pharmacy chains. A trial judge will now decide how much the pharmacy must pay in damages. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade set to air tomorrow on NBC. The parade begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I am getting sick and tired of this. This is stupid. This is now beyond stupid. We have several more children that we know about having given the wrong dose, having been given the wrong dose of the COVID vaccine. You can't, how is this happening? This is 2021, right? Yeah, I mean, I know that. Just ain't that. Don't worry, I'm not pulling a Biden. This is 2021, and we have administered pediatric vaccines for decades. Yet in the news, every week I am hearing that some, only if the parents are complaining and we hear about it, and if somebody... Somebody owns up to having messed up. But almost every week we're hearing that somebody is giving a wrong vaccine to a kid. And, I mean, I get there was COVID chaos a year ago, but it shouldn't be this chaotic. And honestly, medicine has to be done at 100%. You cannot have untrained staff injecting a child with the wrong vaccine or the wrong dose. Why isn't anybody stopping this and overseeing what the hell is going on? Again, poor management. So the reason why my panties are all up in a bunch or my boxers, because I wear my husband's boxer briefs, is 14 children were reportedly given the incorrect dose of a COVID vaccine. This time, it was at Sutter Health Pediatric Vaccine Clinic in Antioch, California. Two of the children, we know what, I guess the parents have spoken out on ABC7. They were given double-strength doses. Sutter Health has admitted to using the wrong amount of dilutant when preparing the vials. So Dr. Timmy Hugh, chair of the Sutter Health COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force and a pediatrician, issued the following statement. This weekend, meaning it was the following weekend, or the previous weekend, 14 patients at our Antioch Pediatric Vaccine Clinic received vaccines with an incorrect amount of dilutant. As soon as we learned of this, we contacted the parents and advised them of CDC guidance in this situation. The safety of our patients is our top priority, and we immediately reviewed our processes to help make sure this doesn't happen again. According to the CDC, parents who receive vaccine with an incorrect dilutant volume may experience more arm soreness, fatigue, headache, a fever in response to the dose given. So, parent Denise Eiserloth stated her two kids who were 8 and 11 were given a 20 microgram dose instead of the 10 microgram dose they were supposed to get. So it was a double dose. That doesn't worry me as much because, I mean, they were 8 and 11, and if at all their weights might have been more equal, it's bad. But I have even a bigger problem. I mean, that's bad, but I have a bigger problem with this. Both had to miss school for stomach aches. She finds the mistake unacceptable. She worries about the long-term effects from the more concentrated dose. But this is where I get bothered, okay? All right. Kids got a higher dose. Hopefully they'll be fine. We know one child, I think it was a CVS, forget what city it was in, she was given a 6 times dose of a vaccine. We aren't really sure what the follow-up is or how she's doing. But for the most part, when some of these vaccine mistakes have happened, short-term we haven't seen anything. But what bothers me is health officials have been all over the news going, the kids are going to be fine, the kids are going to be fine, because in the studies, they did study higher dosing. This is my problem with that. Say short term, we believe they're fine. Nobody can say that there's no long-term effects because we haven't had it. You know, you want people to trust doctors. You want people to trust pharmacists. You want people to trust public officials. Then word it honestly. Just be honest. Say, look, we haven't seen anybody who got a double dose have an issue. We haven't seen that thus far. But they don't word it that way because everybody's worried about lawsuits. They go, nah, don't worry about it. It's good. The kids have had bigger doses before. When? In 1972? In 1998? This is a new vaccine. So, none of this hush-hush. What should happen is doctors should say, look, I think your kids are going to be fine. You know, yeah, the vaccine wasn't dilute enough, but by the way, with the way this is, it shouldn't necessarily, we don't believe, cause long-term effects. This is what the studies have shown, but let's watch you very closely. We're here for you. And if anything does seem to come up, if we think it's at all related to the vaccine, we're going to be honest and transparent about it. That should be the right answer. But that's not what's being said. So this isn't the first time we've seen this issue. Last week, Virginia Health Department officials had to pull all the COVID-19 vaccines out of Ted Pharmacy in Aldi, Virginia, because they gave inaccurate dosing to 112 children. The children were given, and we talked about this, the children's dose, 5 to 11, is one-third the adult. So they just took the adult 0.3, and they just gave 0.1. Well, that's not enough. That's like a drop. That's like a nose wipe. That's not enough. So there's actual pediatric vaccine vials that get diluted, and then when you draw it up, you have to give 0.2. This way you can actually see you're giving an ample amount of liquid that's going into the child. So, yeah, we don't think these kids are going to be hurt, but they might be under-vaccinated. And again, what does that mean? I mean, somebody didn't read the instructions or somebody wasn't trained. Then throughout last month, we saw, by the way, the diluted, I have a chart on what to dilute. We have the volume. The amount of dilutant is 1.8 milliliters for the adult, 1.3 milliliters for the pediatric. How difficult is it for you to figure out there? I mean, there's a chart that tells you how to do it. Walgreens. At least three Walgreens have accidentally given COVID vaccines instead of a flu shot. Kids needed a flu shot. They got a COVID vaccine. How the hell could that happen? The vial looks different. A teenager in Salem, this is the one, at a CVS, was given a COVID vaccine 6 times the dose. That means somebody drew it up without using the dilutant. So my problem with all this is we have idiots out there. And when it comes to a child, I mean, you know, parents are already a little nervous about injecting their kids with this vaccine. And then you throw on top of this half-assed way of doing it, nobody's going to trust anybody. And here's my question. Who the hell is working in these vaccine clinics? Because anybody who's a nurse, anybody who's a doctor knows you read the instructions. You prep the shot, and then you inject it. Are they recruiting non-medical professionals, like some of the suits, saying, look, we're going to make you a nurse today, so you just go and inject? I don't know any nurse that wouldn't double-check the injection. So either, A, these nurses are overwhelmed, understaffed, or B, they're not nurses. I don't understand. And same thing with the pharmacy. The pharmacist is supposed to be given the vaccine. Pharmacists know everything about pharmacology. How do pharmacists mix up a flu and COVID shot? They look different. The COVID shot is a little opaque. They look different. How the hell did this happen? Multiple times. And not just one pharmacy, another pharmacy. And this is just all that we know about. And so, you know, I'm not trying to be overdramatic, but I'm like, if we don't have people knowing what the hell they're doing, they shouldn't be given the vaccine. But I think it's all about vaccinating as many people as possible. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Vaccinate as many people as possible. That they're doing it half-assed. Take a deep breath and read the gosh darn directions, for crying out loud. It's not rocket science, people. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy.
Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is just getting more and more ridiculous. So you and I both know that there are probably millions of fake COVID vaccine cards out there that people have been using. Once you mandate something, once you make people feel that they're not going to have their liberties, they're not going to be able to do what they need to do, they aren't going to be able to feed their family to work, obviously there's going to be a push to the underground. And so there are fake vaccine cards that get seized all the time by, you know, federal officials. We hear about some of them, but they're out there. And the NFL is now, right, under the microscope in terms of what are their players doing when it comes to COVID vaccines. If there's a good percentage of the population that is like, oh, hell no, I'm not getting the vaccine. Meanwhile, we heard, oh, my gosh, the NFL is about 97% vaccinated. You know, some of us are like, really? Are they really vaccinated? Well, the NFL has it where it's on the team. And if the team, you know, doesn't make sure everybody's following protocol, the team gets in trouble. So it forces the team to be on the players' butts. Well, now we have Antonio Brown back in the hot seat. And Antonio Brown, if you remember, wide receiver for the Steelers. Then he had a whole, then he went to the Patriots for, I think, one game. Then he had, you know, he was accused of sexual assault and all that. And then he moved in with Tom Brady. Tom Brady took him into the Bucks. So now he's with the Bucks. And Antonio Brown also was in a world of heat because he used to remember with the with the touchdown celebrations, he used to like dance and twerk and things like that, and then they stopped that. I mean, that was Antonio Brown's thing. I mean, he would do some amazing, amazing Super Bowl celebrations. Well, now he's back in the hot seat because he's been accused of using a fake COVID vaccine card. And we're going to talk about this. For those of you that aren't into football, just bear with me. For those of us into football, this is going to get bigger and bigger as more players are probably going to be found in terms of not having, you know, gotten a real vaccine card. So apparently Brown has a lawyer, Sean Burstyn. He disputes the allegation and says, look, my client's fully vaccinated. He'll get a booster on live TV if you want him to. So they're pretty confident that everybody is making a big deal about this. But even the Bucks said, nope, no irregularities were observed in any of the cards received by their players. Yet Antonio Brown's ex-live-in chef, Steven Ruiz, says different. He said that he sent a text to Antonio Brown's girlfriend, Sydney Moreau. She responded by saying Brown would pay him $500 for a COVID vaccine card. And the text said, J&J shot, AB said he would give you $500. Now, I don't know, I don't have the veracity of the text, I didn't see the text, whatever. But I do find it interesting that it looks like people are paying $500 for a COVID vaccine card. I mean, I know the prices could be anything, but $500. So, yeah. It turns out, Antonio Brown never did the transaction with him. But according to Sports Illustrated, Brown and Moreau did end up getting cards from somebody else. And actually, I guess they showed them off to Alex Guerrero, co-founder of Tom Brady's company, TB12. And then Guerrero took a photo of the alleged fake vaccination card while at Antonio Brown's home. Now, Ruiz and Brown no longer work together because I think Brown owed him $10,000, he said, or something. But the NFL said, we are aware of the report and have been in contact with the club. So, when you look at this, you're like, come on. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers are like, look, after an extensive educational process conducted throughout our organization this past offseason, highlighting the benefits of COVID-19 vaccines, we received completed vaccination cards from all Tampa Bay Buccaneer players and submitted the required information to the NFL through the established process in accordance with league policy. All vaccination cards were reviewed by Buccaneers personnel and no irregularities were observed, because they could be in big trouble. Now, how much trouble are we talking? Well, we haven't seen a lot of, you know, fake vaccine card fines, because this is one of the first. But what we do have as a barometer of how serious the NFL gets is what happened to the Green Bay Packers based on Aaron Rodgers disclosing that he never got the vaccine. So I apologize. So Aaron Rodgers had said during a press conference, I've been immunized. Now, that's not a lie. Maybe he got a tetanus shot. Maybe he got a flu shot. But it was assumed he was talking about COVID. Well, Aaron Rodgers did not want to get the vaccine. That his choice. I Now, I can understand that, you know. I got the vaccine, but I'm not a quarterback. I don't have to worry. Well, I do have to worry about risking something, but, you know, I can see why. He's probably one of the healthiest guys on the planet, just like Tom Brady. I mean, in terms of what they eat, and they're very careful about what they put in their body. And so he did some homeopathics. When he did end up getting COVID, he got monoclonal antibodies, got some ivermectin, took hydroxychloroquine, followed the Joe Rogan and Dennis Prager regimen, and he was back playing 10 days later. So, and he still won the game. Now, again, somebody very physically fit might just have mild COVID. But because he was in a room with reporters, not masked, that's a violation. So Green Bay Packers got fined $300,000. Aaron Rodgers and wide receiver Alan Lazard got fined, but let me do a correction. Green Bay Packers didn't so much get fined because of Aaron Rodgers, well, maybe partly because of the mask. I haven't read the whole thing with the fine. But they got fined because Aaron Rodgers and Lazard went to a team-sanctioned Halloween party. Apparently, with the NFL, your unvaccinated players can't do anything with the team, with the exception of practice with them. So they went to a party. They each got fined about $14,000. Green Bay Packers got fined $300,000. If you remember, the NHL suspended Evander Kane. He doesn't get to play till the end of the month. He was suspended without pay, losing about $1.68 million because he had a fake COVID vaccine card. NHL takes it pretty seriously. Fully vaccinated individuals are not the subject of the majority of the restrictions and measures set forth in that season. If they do develop COVID-19 symptoms, now they have to follow same protocols as the unvaccinated. So if you are unvaccinated, you don't get to do a lot of the things you usually get to do. Again, you lose your liberties. So it's no wonder that people feel pressured to give a fake card. So some of you are thinking, how do people not recognize a fake card? Well, there are the obvious fake cards that have misspellings. And I'm like, how did those even get through? So, and, you know, there could be differences with the seal and all that. But I'm telling you, I think the majority of the quote-unquote fake vaccine cards are actually real cards. These, I mean, when look at the chaos with giving kids vaccines and why there's so many mistakes. Batches of those small vaccine cards went out to all pharmacies. You don't think people took a stack and they could fill them out and then make the stickers of which Pfizer lot they got? Now, yeah, somebody could, you know, look up the Pfizer lot and go, wait a second, more than 6 shots were given or 10 shots were given out of that vial. But I think a lot of people got a hold of the actual card, maybe made replications of it, who knows. People have ways to do 3D printing in their house, and they're filling them out, and they're selling them for $500 a pop. So the next question people are asking me is, well, is Tom Brady vaccinated? I don't know, and I don't care, to be honest, all right? I don't know. But my guess is if Antonio Brown did have a hookup, my guess is a bunch of them had hookups. And so I think we are going to have a come-to-Jesus moment where a lot of people who are claiming they're vaccinated have fake cards. And so it just doesn't mean anything anymore if you're vaccinated or not. Because one, you spread the virus, and two, your card could be fake. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.